For years, he sampled foods from all around the world. From pedestrian street food to the most lavish cuisines the culinary world has to offer. He's talked to the biggest chefs, restaurant owners, and up-and-coming entrepreneurs. Roland Campos has experienced it all. Food, drink, living life. This is Roland's Food Court.
Welcome to another edition of Roland's Food Court. I'm here with Paul. How's it going, Paul?
All good. Ready for the new year already.
Yeah, and ready for our next guest. She has a new Discovery Plus show. It's Mary McCartney Serves It Up. Mary, thank you for stopping by the Food Court.
It's my absolute pleasure.
Yeah, it comes out February 4th on Discovery Plus, which I love the streaming service. How did you get hooked up with Discovery Plus?
Well, let me think. How did I get hooked up with Discovery Plus? I met the team a long time ago, like a year or two ago, and I sort of told them, my husband actually pitched the idea. He's a producer on the show as well. And he said to them, look, Mary's really wanting to do a cooking show, and planted the seed. And in lockdown, I got a message saying we're ready to commission the first season of Mary McCartney Serves It Up. So I sort of had that message in June, and then in July we filmed and I got all the recipes together. It was great. I started testing recipes out, coming up with different themes for each show and getting in touch with guests and putting the show together. So we filmed it last August.
Nice. And were you surprised about the level of each celebrity, like how good they are cooking skill wise?
I wasn't surprised because the recipes are quite straightforward and they're designed, they're not taxing, but I was surprised how much I enjoyed us cooking together, like how much joy it brought me to share the recipes. And it was a really fun experience. I mean, I love cooking with friends and family, but I've never done it on a show before. So I was surprised how well it worked actually in front of the camera.
Nice.
And you were able to record this obviously in lockdown. Do you have any, control over the edits or directing of the show?
We did record it in lockdown. I worked with a production company that Discovery Plus put me in touch with, who are really great, really experienced food production team. So I really took their lead, but they were great. They really wanted my personality and my character. So it was a really, I'm a really collaborative person. I'm a people person. So they were a great team to collaborate with. And as I say, my husband was part of the team as well. And I cook for him a lot. So he knows my cooking style. So the main aim was to make a, you know, for Mary McCartney Serves It Up, it was to make a show that shows how easy and quick and tasty vegetarian cooking can be. So it's lighthearted, it's easygoing, and the recipes, I think, once you watch them, you're going to want to make them.
Yeah, I mean, food connects people, which is always something you're cooking with friends or family.
Yeah. Well, you know, what was interesting was, you know, as you say, we were filming during COVID, like it's the COVID world at these days. And so we sort of need to manage and maneuver our way through it the best we can. So it was more difficult. Like a couple of the guests, Liv Tyler and Mark Ronson, were able to come to the studio in London because they were based in London. And then we stuck to very strict distancing guidelines and kept it very COVID safe. But then for guests that were in America, I realized often when I'm cooking, I love company in the kitchen. So I'll have my phone. If I'm in the kitchen on my own, I'm cooking, I've got a good playlist on. I'll actually think of a friend in America and then FaceTime them spontaneously. And if they're in, I'll just sort of balance the phone up on, you know, on a shelf or near a book, and I'll just cook and chat with them. So I like the fact that the show kind of, that came out in the show. Something that I really do in real life became part of the show.
What's your go-to music while cooking?
Such a wide variety. I mean, At the moment, it's very Nina Simone, Aretha Franklin, Sam Cooke. It's sort of quite sort of old school, but then I love a bit of Foo Fighters. Obviously, I've been listening to McCartney 3 a lot. Dad was recording McCartney 3 in lockdown, and I was he was coming home at the end of the day from the studio. We were in lockdown together, the first lockdown. Mm-hmm. So that was definitely something I was listening to while I was cooking. Wide variety. I love music. Music and cooking and photography.
Is there a dish that your dad liked that you cook? Like if there's one specific dish that he requests from you?
He likes really satisfying, quite traditional. And there's quite a wide range. I mean, he loves an eggplant bake. I'm falling over the words because in England we call them aubergine. So I'm trying to speak American. You call it eggplant. Yeah. So he likes like an eggplant bake and like a crispy salad. I do this good side dish in the show, stir-fried broccolini, where you sort of just add some garlic and a little squeeze of lemon, and it's really delicious. Actually, just a couple of little extra flavors bring everything alive. But he's great. I really like cooking for him. He's, you know, I like cooking for anybody that appreciates being cooked for, really, and he's one of them.
Yeah, I love food. I mean, I'm not really a vegetarian. I'm a meat person. Paul and I, our friend Ricky Gervais. So I noticed I became more of a vegetarian than ever before because you don't notice in London because everything's plant-based and green. Yeah. It's so much easier than here.
Well, the thing is that you are my absolute target market because the main reason for me to do this show isn't for people like me that already eat this way. The real reason for doing the show is for me to entice someone like you. So I want you to watch the show and I want you to let me know if once you've watched it, if it sort of broadens your opinion and you're like, actually, that is something I'm going to cook because it looks delicious. Well, that's what I'm hoping for. Because, you know, it's important these days to reduce at least just, you know, environmentally if you can.
I have to say, I was there in London for 2 weeks. I didn't even miss meat at all. I mean, I was surprised how great vegetarian meals are delicious. And even I picked up your cookbook.
And
a lot of them, you have such great recipes. And you don't miss meat, by the way, at all.
Say that again.
I said with your cookbook, we did some recipes. I never missed the meat side. And you get more energy and you feel better at the end.
I'm loving you more and more every second. you know what? I really do think about the recipes when I come up with them. With the cooking show, each episode has a different theme. So say one of them is comfort food or one of them is easy entertaining. I think like, what is a really comforting traditional dish? Let me think. Oh, well, I did the meatless chili. And I really think if I made that for you, I really don't think you would need to eat a meat chili because I really do believe that it's just all the flavors are so juicy and tasty that kind of thing. If you just swap that out in your, you know, if you wanted to do it and if you were up for it, because, you know, it's important for you to make your own decisions, but I really don't think you'd miss it, as you say. So that's what this is about. This show's about, I think when you watch it, I'm really curious to know once you've seen it, will you please get in touch and let me know if you cook any of those recipes?
I definitely will. I really want to see the maple vodka peaches.
Oh, the maple vodka peaches. And there's an apple tart that I make in the Easy Entertaining, and it has four ingredients. It's just ready roll pastry, apples, extra virgin olive oil, and apricot preserve. That's it. And it looks like a French patisserie apple tart by the end of it. Yeah, I'm surprised myself.
That sounds delicious. What's one of your favorite recipes to cook? Another show. I thought Dave Grohl did a lasagna. Was that all vegetarian as well?
His lasagna was incredible. So I messaged Dave Grohl and I was like, look, will you be a guest on the on my cooking show. I'm like, can you believe I'm doing a cooking show? And he was like, hell yeah, I've been cooking loads in lockdown. I'm going to cook with you. And he's like, and I'm going to give you a recipe. And I was like, well, you don't actually have to. You can just be my guest and then we'll send you food. And he was like, no, I've got a recipe. I'm going to share my badass lasagna with you. So yeah, it's really good. And he's serious. Like he's a good cook. His chopping, his knife skills are incredible. He chops really finely. I could see when he was doing it, he really knows his flavors. And yeah, yeah, it's a real family hearty dish. So he made his vegetarian and then I made it in London, the same recipe. It was incredible. And I actually tested it out with vegan cheeses, like those, the new ones, like a grated mozzarella, and it melted. It was actually really good as well. So yeah, I just think it's really interesting experimenting and trying out new things, but I don't spend a lot of time, I think, for the recipes I do on the show. That's the good thing about doing it on a show rather than a cookbook. When you watch it, you can see how quick it is to make.
Yeah, and what a lot of people don't realize, even for me, a meat eater, that if you go even vegetarian or vegan, the food options and the taste, the selection is so good now.
Yeah, there's so much variety. But also what's amazing is if you go vegetarian or vegan for one day a week, if you go vegan one day a week, then you are helping, reduce the global impact of the meat industry. So even if you're going to do it one day a week, me and my dad and Stella promote something called Meat Free Monday. And it's the idea of like, look, just even if you can do one day a week, then your carbon footprint will be reduced and you'll be helping the planet. So, even if, people get concerned about the planet and the environment, it's something that is really doable. It's something that you can do yourself and feel really good about helping.
Well, for you, for the food court, we'll start it. Paul and I will do Meat Free Mondays.
Yes. Absolutely. I love you guys.
We'll both do it from now till the end of the year. And we'll probably feel so much better and we'll keep on doing it for you.
Well, the theory is what I would love is if you do it. And then, thank you. I really feel you mean that sincerely. Yeah. And also, what I think is great is that you and I are having this discussion. And, when I was younger growing up, not eating meat, I felt a bit like, people would be like, well, we wouldn't have this conversation so much. It would be a bit like you'd get defensive or I'd get defensive. Mm-hmm. Whereas now we're having like a really warm conversation. We're not judging each other. We're like, look, you're open-minded to it. I'm not judging you. And, I just think this is the way forward, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, even in London, we started eating like falafels and then we had...
Yeah. Oh my God, there's some amazing Lebanese restaurants on Edgware Road, like the Baba Ghanoush, the aubergine, that smoked aubergine dip, and the tabbouleh with all that. Yeah, it's so delicious. I love that food.
I love the Indian food, and I drink a lot of Pim.
Yeah. Pim's cup. You were here in the summer, obviously.
Yes, I had 12 Pims.
That is a very traditional summer drink. We have that in a big jug and you have the Pims and you pour lemonade into it and then sliced cucumber and mint and sliced apple, I think, as well. Yeah, gosh, that's very, very British. Brit now.
Yeah, we were there like once a month and I drank so much Pims. I was wired.
It's quite sweet as well. You probably had a sugar rush too.
Yeah, I looked the wrong direction and got hit by a bike. So
oh, I learned. No. Well, I thought you were about to say you got hit by a bus, so that's not as bad.
That was later on in the day.
Oh my goodness.
By a bus.
Well, I'm glad you love London so much.
What's your favorite restaurant in London to go to?
Well, that's a hard one because as you realize, I swerved the answer of like, what's the favorite recipe for your dad? I find it very, very hard to be specific because the thing with London, I think you find when you came here, it's like we've got such amazing cuisine from all around the world now. So we've got amazing Lebanese restaurants. So different areas have amazing different restaurants. And we have great Greek restaurants, great Greek food, great Italians. But one of them, a friend of mine has a really cool restaurant that is one of my favorite places to have lunch near where my studio is, because I'm a photographer, my photographic studio. And it's called Pharmacy, F-A-R-M-A-C-Y. And it's a plant-based place, and it's just really got great decor and lovely, you know, light space, light airy space. And the food is kind of the stuff that I wouldn't make for myself. It's quite intricate and really delicious. And yeah, so Pharmacy. There's also quite a snazzy, beautiful Italian restaurant called River Cafe, which is kind of like a special occasion restaurant, I would say. And they make homemade pasta there and amazing tomato sauce. I think you call marinara sauce. And yeah, I could go on and on. I won't bore you with it, but I mean, the Indian food, as you say, probably London has the best Indian food other than India in the world.
I do have a quick photography question, because I've sort of gotten into that during my process of working here at SiriusXM. I actually have a Bolex film camera from the 60s.
Oh, nice.
I'm trying to just figure everything out, because I have such more of a respect for film than digital, with just the process and setting everything up. I was wondering if I could get your opinion on how you feel about film versus digital in photography or film.
Well, my heart is with film, because that's what I learned on. And I think the quality of it is that sort of the grain in the film and the quality, the depth of field in it, and the, honestly, that's my favorite go-to. And when I'm doing a personal project on my own with the camera, I'll often have my camera and a bag of film. But then the thing is with digital is, if you spend time on it, you can make it look filmic afterwards, and you can do the setting. So it's pretty amazing these days. And there's one project I did called The White Horse, about this white stallion I was riding, and it's a study of a year throughout in the countryside. And I took him out at night, and the great thing about digital is that you can do it at such high speeds. You can do really good photographs in low light. So if I had to choose, I would choose film, but I'm becoming more respectful of digital. Before, I used to be more dismissive. Now I think it's becoming pretty amazing.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you going to be filming a digital?
But I agree with you. I do agree with you about that with the Bolex. Like, if you're doing it and you load the film, you wind the film. I like not being able to look at the picture I'm getting instantly. It makes me more focused on what I'm looking at. Whereas when you're shooting digitally, you can look at the back of the screen and get distracted quite easily by, so it's sort of, it's a bit more romantic. You have to wait for it to be developed before you see what you're going to get.
That's true. Mary, I want to thank you for stopping by the food court. We talked to you all day. Mary McCartney serves it up on Discovery Plus February 4th. We cannot wait to see your show. We're looking forward to it.
I can't wait. I really want to know if any of the recipes inspire you to cook them. I'd love to know. Please, will you let me know?
Absolutely. We'll definitely cook them too, though, to try them out, though.
Yeah.
I'd love to cook as well.
Well, also now, and may I say thank you, huge respect to saying that you've been inspired by this conversation to take part in Meat Free Monday.
Yeah, we definitely will, though, because it helps the planet, and it helps everybody too to feel better and get things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just been such a pleasure chatting with you guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Take care.
All right. You take care.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Welcome to another edition.
For years, he sampled foods from all around the world, from food to the most lavish cuisines the culinary world has to offer. He's talked to the. For years, he sampled foods from all around the world, from pedestrian street food to the most lavish cuisines the culinary world has to offer. He's talked to the biggest chefs, restaurant owners, and up-and-coming entrepreneurs. Roland Campos has experienced it all. Food, drink, living life. This is Roland's Food Court.
Welcome to another edition of Roland's Food Court. I'm here with Paul. How's it going, Paul?
All good. Ready for the new year already.
Yeah, and ready for our next guest. She had the new Discovery Plus show. It's Mary McCartney serves it up. Mary, thank you for stopping by the Food Court.
It's my absolute pleasure.
It comes out February 4th on Discovery Plus, which I love the streaming service. How did you get hooked up with Discovery Plus?
Well, let me think. How did I get hooked up with Discovery Plus? I met the team a long time ago, like a year or two ago. And I sort of told them, my husband actually pitched the idea. He's a producer on the show as well. And he said to them, look, Mary's really wanting to do a cooking show, and planted the seed. And in lockdown, I got a message saying, we're ready to commission the first season of Mary McCartney Serves It Up. So I sort of had that message in June, and then in July we filmed and I got all the recipes together. It was great. I started testing recipes out, coming up with different themes for each show and getting in touch with guests and putting the show together. So we filmed it last August.
Nice. And were you surprised about the level of each celebrity, like how good they are cooking skill wise?
I wasn't surprised because the recipes are quite straightforward and they're designed, they're not taxing, but I was surprised how much I enjoyed us cooking together, like how much joy it brought me to share the recipes, and it was a really fun experience. I mean, I love cooking with friends and family, but I've never done it on a show before. So I was surprised how well it worked actually in front of the camera.
Nice.
And you were able to record this obviously in lockdown. Do you have any control over the edits or directing of the show?
We did record it in lockdown. I worked with a production company that Discovery Plus put me in touch with, who are really great, really experienced food production team. So I really took their lead, but they were great. They really wanted my personality and my character. So it was a really, I'm a really collaborative person. I'm a people person. So they were a great team to collaborate with. And as I say, my husband was part of the team as well. And I cook for him a lot, so he knows my cooking style. So the main aim was to make a, for Mary McCartney Serves It Up, it was to make a show that shows how easy and quick and tasty vegetarian cooking can be. So it's lighthearted, it's easygoing, and the recipes, I think, once you watch them, you're going to want to make them.
Yeah, I mean, food connects people, which is always something we're cooking with friends or family.
Yeah. Well, you know what was really, what was interesting was, as you say, we were filming during COVID, like it's the COVID world at these days. And so we sort of need to manage and maneuver our way through it the best we can. So it was more difficult. Like a couple of the guests, Liv Tyler and Mark Ronson, were able to come to the studio in London because they were based in London. And then we stuck to very strict distancing guidelines and kept it very COVID safe. But then for guests that were in America, I realized often when I'm cooking, I love company in the kitchen. So I'll have my phone. If I'm in the kitchen on my own, I'm cooking, I've got a good playlist on. I'll actually think of a friend in America and then FaceTime them spontaneously. And if they're in, I'll just sort of balance the phone up on a shelf or near a book, and I'll just cook and chat with them. So I like the fact that the show that came out in the show. Something that I really do in real life became part of the show.
What's your go-to music while cooking?
Such a wide variety. I mean, at the moment, it's very Nina Simone, Aretha Franklin, Sam Cooke. It's sort of quite sort of old school, but then I love a bit of Foo Fighters. Obviously, I've been listening to McCartney 3 a lot. Dad was recording McCartney 3 in lockdown, and I was he was coming home at the end of the day from the studio. We were in lockdown together, the first lockdown. Mm-hmm. So that was definitely something I was listening to while I was cooking. Yeah, wide variety. I love music. Music and cooking and photography.
Is there a dish that your dad liked that you cook? Like if there's one specific dish that he requests from you?
He likes really satisfying, quite traditional. There's quite a wide range. I mean, he loves an eggplant bake. I'm falling over the words because in England we call them aubergine. So I'm trying to speak American. You call it eggplant. Yeah. So he likes like an eggplant bake and like a crispy salad. I do this good side dish in the show, stir fried broccolini, where you sort of just add some garlic and a little squeeze of lemon, and it's really delicious. Actually, just a couple of little extra flavors bring everything alive. He's great. I really like cooking for him. I like cooking for anybody that appreciates being cooked for, really, and he's one of them.
Yeah, I love food. I mean, I'm not really vegetarian. I'm a meat person. Paul and I, for our friend Ricky Gervais, I noticed I became more of a vegetarian than ever before, because you don't notice in London, everything's plant-based and green. It's so much easier than here.
Well, the thing is that you are my absolute target market, because the main reason for me to do this show isn't for people like me that already eat this way. The real reason for doing the show is for me to entice someone like you. So I want you to watch the show, and I want you to let me know if once you've watched it, if it sort of broadens your opinion and you're like, actually, that is something I'm going to cook because it looks delicious. Well, that's what I'm hoping for. Because, it's important these days to reduce at least just, environmentally if you can.
I have to say, I was there in London for 2 weeks. I didn't even miss meat at all. I mean, I was surprised how great vegetarian meals are, delicious. And even I picked up your food, your cookbook. And a lot of them, you have such great recipes, and you don't miss meat, by the way, at all. I said, with your cookbook, we did some recipes. I never missed the meat side. And you get more energy and you feel better at the end.
I'm loving you more and more every second. I really do think about the recipes when I come up with them. With the cooking show, each episode has a different theme. So say one of them is comfort food, or one of them is easy entertaining. I think, like, what is a really comforting traditional dish? Let me think. Oh, well, I did the meatless chili, and I really think if I made that for you, I really don't think you would need to eat a meat chili, because I really do believe that it's just all the flavors are so juicy and tasty that kind of thing. If you just swap that out in if you wanted to do it and if you were up for it, because, it's important for you to make your own decisions, but I really don't think you'd miss it, as you say. So that's what this is about. This show's about, I think, if when you watch it, I'm really curious to know, once you've seen it, will you please get in touch and let me know if you cook any of those recipes?
I definitely will. I really want to see the maple peaches.
Oh, the maple vodka peaches. And there's also an apple tart that I make in the Easy Entertaining, and it has four ingredients. It's just ready roll pastry, apples, extra virgin olive oil, and apricot preserve. That's it. And it looks like a French patisserie apple tart by the end of it. I'm surprised myself.
That sounds delicious. What's one of your favorite recipes to cook? Another show. I thought Dave Grohl did a lasagna. Was that all vegetarian as well?
His lasagna was incredible. So I messaged Dave Grohl and I was like, look, will you be a guest on on my cooking show? I'm like, can you believe I'm doing a cooking show? And he was like, hell yeah, I've been cooking loads in lockdown. I'm going to cook with you. And he's like, and I'm going to give you a recipe. And I was like, well, you don't actually have to. You can just be my guest and then we'll send you food. And he was like, no, I've got a recipe. I'm going to share my badass lasagna with you. So it's really good. And he's serious. Like, he's a good cook. His chopping, his knife skills are incredible. He chops really finely. I could see when he was doing it, he really knows his flavors, and Yeah, it's a real family hearty dish. So he made his vegetarian and then I made it in London, the same recipe. It was incredible. And I actually tested it out with vegan cheeses, like those, the new ones, like a grated mozzarella, and it melted. It was actually really good as well. So yeah, I just think it's really interesting experimenting and trying out new things, but I don't want to spend, I don't spend a lot of time, I think, for the recipes I do on the show. There, I mean, that's the good thing about doing it on a show rather than a cookbook. When you watch it, you can see how quick it is to make.
Yeah, and what a lot of people don't realize, even for me, a meat eater, that if you go even vegetarian or vegan, the food options and the taste, it's so, the selection is so good now.
Yeah, there's so much variety. But also what's amazing is if you go vegetarian or vegan for one day a week, if you go vegan one day a week, then you are helping, reduce the global impact of the meat industry. So even if you're going to do it one day a week, me and my dad and Stella promote something called Meat Free Monday. And it's the idea of like, look, just even if you can do one day a week, then your carbon footprint will be reduced and you'll be helping the planet. So, even if people get concerned about the planet and the environment, it's something that is really doable. It's something that you can do yourself and feel really good about helping.
Well, for you, for the food court, we'll start it. Paul and I will do meat-free Mondays.
Yes. Absolutely. I love you guys.
We'll both do it every from now till the end of the year. And we'll probably feel so much better and we'll keep on doing it for you.
Well, the theory is what I would love is if you do it. And then, thank you. I really feel you mean that sincerely. Yeah. And also, you know what I think is great is that you and I are having this discussion. And, when I was younger growing up, not eating meat, I felt a bit like, people would be like, well, we wouldn't have this conversation so much. It would be a bit like you'd get defensive or I'd get defensive. Mm-hmm. Whereas now we're having like a really warm conversation. We're not judging each other. We're like, look, you're open-minded to it. I'm not judging you. And, I just think this is the way forward, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, even in London, we started eating like falafels and then we had...
Yeah. Oh my God, there's some amazing Lebanese restaurants on Edgware Road, like the Baba Ghanoush, the aubergine, that smoked aubergine dip, and the tabbouleh with all that. Yeah, it's so delicious. I love that food.
I love the Indian food, and I drink a lot of Pim.
Yeah.
Pim's
cup. You were here in the summer, obviously.
Yes, I had 12 Pims.
That is a very traditional summer drink. We have that in a big jug and you have the Pims and you pour lemonade into it and then sliced cucumber and mint and sliced apple, I think, as well. Yeah, gosh, that's very, very British.
We're like an honorary Brit now.
Yeah, we were there like once a month and I drank so much Pims. I was wired.
It's quite sweet as well. You probably had a sugar rush too.
Yeah, I looked the wrong direction and got hit by a bike. So
oh,
I learned
no.
Well,
I thought you were about to say you got hit by a bus, so that's not as bad.
That was later on in the day.
Oh my goodness.
By a bus.
Well, I'm glad you love London so much.
It's what's your favorite restaurant in London to go to?
Well, that's a hard one because as you realize, I swerved the answer of like, what's the favorite recipe for your dad? I find it very, very hard to be specific because the thing with London, I think you find when you came here, it's like we've got such amazing cuisine from all around the world now. So we've got amazing Lebanese restaurants. So different areas have amazing different restaurants. And we have great Greek restaurants, great Greek food, great Italians. But one of them, a friend of mine has a really cool restaurant that is one of my favorite places to have lunch near where my studio is because I'm a photographer, my photographic studio. And it's called Pharmacy, Pharmacy. And it's a plant-based place and it's just really got great decor and lovely, light space, light airy space. And the food is kind of the stuff that I wouldn't make for myself is quite intricate and really delicious. And yeah, so Pharmacy, there's also quite a snazzy, beautiful Italian restaurant called River Cafe, which is kind of like a special occasion restaurant, I would say. And they make homemade pasta there and amazing tomato sauce. I think you call marinara sauce.
Yes. Yeah.
I could go on and on. I won't bore you with it, but the Indian food, as you say, probably London has the best Indian food other than India in the world.
I do have a quick photography question, because I've sort of gotten into that during my process of working here at SiriusXM. I actually have a Bolex film camera from the 60s.
Oh, nice.
I'm trying to just figure everything out, because I have such more of a respect for film than digital, with just the process and setting everything up. I was wondering if I could get your opinion on how you feel about film versus digital in photography or film.
Well, my heart is with film, because that's what I learned on. And I think the quality of it is that sort of the grain in the film and the quality, the depth of field in it that's my favorite go-to. And when I'm doing a personal project on my own with the camera, I'll often have my camera and a bag of film. But then the thing is with digital is if you spend time on it, you can make it look filmic afterwards and you can do the setting. So it's pretty amazing these days. And there's one project I did called The White Horse, about this white stallion I was riding. And it's a study of a year throughout in the countryside. And I took him out at night. And the great thing about digital is that you can do it at such high speeds. You can do really good photographs in low light.
Hmm.
So if I had to choose, I would choose film, but I'm becoming more respectful of digital. Before, I used to be more dismissive. Now I think it's becoming pretty amazing.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you going to be filming a digital?
But I agree with you. I do agree with you about that with the Bolex. Like if you're doing it and you load the film, you wind the film. I like not being able to look at the picture I'm getting instantly. It makes me more focused on what I'm looking at. Whereas when you're shooting digitally, you can look at the back of the screen and get distracted quite easily by, so it's sort of, it's a bit more romantic. You have to wait for it to be developed before you see what you're going to get.
That's true. Mary, I want to thank you for stopping by the food court. We talked to you all day. Mary McCartney serves it up on Discovery Plus February 4th. We cannot wait to see your show. We're looking forward to it.
I can't wait. I really want to know if any of the recipes inspire you to cook them. I'd love to know. Please, will you let me know?
Absolutely. We'll definitely cook them too, though, to try them out, though.
Yeah.
I'd love to cook as well.
Well, also now, and may I say thank you, huge respect to saying that you've been inspired by this conversation to take part in Meat Free Monday.
Yeah, we definitely will, though, because, it helps the planet and it helps everybody, too, to feel better and get things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just been such a pleasure chatting with you guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Take care.
All right. You take care.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.